Hello, Pamela. This is Jacqueline Carroll saying thank you so much for having me on the podcast last week. I really enjoyed the memories that we shared. I want to shout out a happy anniversary, your 1 year anniversary. Thank you so much for what you do. We really appreciate you. This has been a journey for you, and I wish your journey of success continues with this podcast.
Congratulations, Pamela. I know it was an awful lot of hard work. And in year two and beyond, as the number of your viewers grows, more and more of them will want to share their stories. And as they do so, more and more women will learn. And that's a very good thing. Best wishes for year two.
Happy anniversary. I enjoyed being part of the Passion and Purpose podcast, and I wish Pamela much success in the future. Thanks for having me.
Happy anniversary, Passion and Purpose. I cannot believe it has been a year already. You have done some marvelous things just in this first year. You have had some awesome speakers. You have opened up doors for many individuals, and I am so excited about year number two. Congratulations, Dr. Pamela Hardy Shepherd, and I wish Passion and Purpose many, many more.
Welcome to Passion and Purpose with Pamela.
Teaching, nobody should go into the field of teaching or education of any way, shape, or form if your heart is not into it. Because teaching, as we all know, is probably one of the lowest paid fields there is.
And you can pick out anything you want to say, whatever you want to say, however, whomever.
Thank you. It really, that's almost an easy question for me. And it may be a little harder for the older women to swallow this, but I think it's true as long as you have breath in your body and hope in your heart. I think everybody on the planet is born with a gift and a purpose.
Beholding Passion and Purpose with Pamela, and I am so excited to be a part of your journey. So thank you so much for allowing me to come on your platform.
It is such an honor to have you here. This is the woman that has taught me so much.
Again, health and wellness, just because I have a passion for that. And I always loved behaviors, human behaviors, behaviors in general. Why do we do what we do? And my husband sometimes doesn't like me asking why. He always says, you and your why, you know, but it's, for me, often it's important to understand people's why, because that then gives us the opportunity to react in a certain way, or to help them in a certain way.
It was about a song Quincy Jones had made, and he said, everything must change. The young become the old, mysteries do unfold. Time and change, that's what's going to happen to all of us, and we are all going to get older. It's what we do with that. We have a responsibility to the next generation. How do I get confidence? I mean, you broke it down how to do it, but I need you to break it down for everyone here. How do you get that? I mean, it was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, well, confidence, you know, very much like motivation, is something that we talk about as if it's just a magic thing that happens for us. And at the end of the day, you know, we're not born with confidence. It's something that we build.
And visit that consult, and that is the journey that I explored. And so I think it was November of that year of 2020, I started my process of becoming a mom, which was one that no one really tells you about, is the mental, emotional, the physical toll that IVF has, the testing, the evasion of who you are as a woman, because you're constantly, if it's not needles, someone is probing. And so it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. However, it is the most rewarding role that I have as a mom.
I'm here speaking with Pamela from Krakow, Poland, where I'm staying for 5 months to teach a class in cross-cultural communications and to do research on international business and outsourcing. Little did I know that Krakow is actually the HR hub of this part of the world.
So a lot of outsourcing going through Krakow. It's my passion. Someone says go, I say I'm packed. Let's do this. So that, if you want to think about me, think travel. I've been to 94 countries. I'm trying to make it to 100 within the next year and a half.
So my first question would be, where, you know what, I really want to get healthy. Where should I start?
Well, the first place to start is with being realistic. A lot of people come to me with these unrealistic goals. They see these harmful things on TV where you can eat 175 calories and work out for 8 hours and lose 100 pounds. So the first thing is being realistic.
Throughout my military career, I learned that one of my favorite sayings is, to thine own self be true, which is taken from Shakespeare. And I say that a lot because when I make decisions, I have to make decisions based upon what my beliefs are and my ethics to where I can sleep at night, you know. So, and if I go against that, then, it's not very productive for me.
Not even there, but whatever you do, keep fighting, keep advocating for yourself, and keep moving forward, especially. Not to say this is any less if you're alone, but if you have children that look up to you because they need those examples, and we need to give them these examples.
Keep in mind your life plan, your life map. You may not use different things that you have experienced all at once, but trust and believe you will be able to use that, share with others, help others, and help yourself as you look back over your life and tune in to all the lessons that God placed with you in your mind, in your heart, and in your spirit to gift, give, and transfer to others whose paths were meant to come past yours.
No, and so, yeah, I think that's what I would just kind of encourage people to just let the rabbit go and allow yourself to take a chance on yourself and pivot. You know, I think pivoting is okay at no matter what phase of life you're in, and just trust yourself and that power of the pivot.
And I lost myself in the process. So I would say always be who you are. Of course, in a corporate environment, you can't show up just any kind of way, but you can show up in clothing that suits who you are. You can wear your hoop earrings. Wearing hoop earrings like the size I have on now. Oh no, I wouldn't dare do that back in the day because, oh, that's not very professional. So show up who you want to show up as. Respect yourself at all times. Move forward in life with education. And then just never lose yourself to anyone else's comments, words, or opinions. Just don't do
it. What's very important as knowing yourself, is asking yourself the question I ask myself every day the first couple of years, am I being realistic? Be good for you, whoever you are. And also, I would say, be agile with the agility that's demonstrative of resilience. And hopefully, I'll be able to go the long game.
Miriam Wright Edelman, the founder of the Children's Defense Fund, because one, you know, she's a children's advocate, brown like me, just fierce. And one of her quotes is, if we don't stand up for children, then we don't stand for much. And I just think that, you know, children are our future. You know, they're so vulnerable and they just need us. And so we should stand up for them whenever we have the opportunity. So that's one.
But you have to invest time in what you want to do. You have to invest the time. You have to learn. One thing I did do when I was at all those jobs was I asked the person next to me, show me how to do your job. Show me how to do that. Show me how to do that. Because when I had that experience at the sheriff's office of not getting the job, and I had to show someone my job, every job I took from there, I asked the person, show me how to do your job. Show me how to do that skill. And I learned so much from people. And when I got to Georgia Tech, they were like, how did you learn how to do all of this? I asked. And see, we don't ask. Ask.
Thank you all for joining us today on Passion and Purpose. It's been wonderful to connect with you, and I hope you found our conversation as enlightening and inspiring as I have. A huge thanks to our guests who contributed to the discussion and share their experiences and insights. Your stories are the heartbeat of this podcast, and it's a joy to explore our passions and purpose together. I'm Pamela, reminding you to live with passion and purpose. Until next time, take care and keep reaching for your dreams.